Good morning, my friends, and welcome. I was listening just the other day, pretty much by accident, but it caught my attention, to two people debating the validity and facts surrounding this coronavirus with which we're all living. One side says pretty much that it has all been exaggerated, and this exaggeration is in the service of those who seek to undermine our current president and frighten people into giving up their civil rights, such as the right to walk around freely without a mask. The other side replies that this virus is very real. They cite anecdotal evidence along with some statistics and continue to put forth the idea that wearing a mask and keeping physical distance is the way to contain and overcome this virus. The back and forth became more vehement until it degenerated into where it always goes: diminishment of the other person and exaggerated responses to one person's statements that make them seem ridiculous. Polarizing conversations, which are grounded in polarizing thoughts and feelings, are something to work with in the spirit and the practice of mindfulness. At its core, what creates polarized conversations is primarily the need to be right, as a way of reaching a feeling of security about things, about something that is fundamentally insecure, like our future with this virus. We just don't know. Mindfulness practice can help us to release that need to be right and the attachment to security that runs so deeply that we cannot allow any other point of view but our own at that moment. Notice this. Most likely when you are caught in arguing, it is related to feeling insecure and seeking to be right. So let us sit today. If you're not already seated in your meditation posture, your meditation position that is familiar, steady, comfortable, and supported. Noticing your breathing moving at its own pace. And allow yourself to take one fuller breath all the way up into your body, as fully as you can make it, slowly, and releasing it. Feeling your body deflate gradually and slowly until you have let out the last bit of that air. And then sit in stillness, not trying to change anything. Yes, like that. On the level of the body, mindfulness practice shows us that everything belongs, such as when you have that now infamous itch and you let it be. You let it belong. You let it pass. Noticing with an inner smile that as you say, "Oh my God, I can't stand it," it itches even more. But if we allow what is taking place to be just as it is, then we can lean into the idea that everything belongs. That is not to say that everything is good or that everything is bad. It is mostly to say that our Creator God created everything that is here and is in a sympathetic union with all that is divinely created. Everything belongs because it's here. Everything has its own purpose, and everything, even the most painful of things, can be and is used to bring forth a higher good. Reflect on that for a moment. And if it comes to mind, Consider a time in your life in the recent past when you were particularly polarized, perhaps about our political environment, which seems to stimulate a lot of this right now. Think of something that's caught your attention as an argument of good versus bad. This happened to me the other day when I heard our president make another one of his simplistic but condemning judgments about nasty women, most likely meaning women that leave him feeling insecure and unbalanced. However, in a mindful way, what belongs to us, to me in this case, is to say that belongs. That attitude, that expression, it belongs because it's here. How do you feel when you hear me say that? Is there any part of that small ego inside saying no, 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 no? And this is where mindfulness practice comes in, because we lean into saying yes. Not yes, I agree. That is just another form of polarization. But rather, yes, I see that. I know that. It exists. And if God is in everything, then where is God in that? We could ask, where is the good in that? Allow yourself to wonder about that for the next minute or so of silence. Where is God's goodness in that condemnation by our leader? There's something that Cynthia Bourgeau talks about called the third force, which briefly explained is simply the process that can happen when two opposing forces collide repeatedly and hard. And out of that tension, something arises from the middle, the third force. Everything belongs because this could not happen without those two radically polarized forces. In this case, it would be something like how these two forces have brought a kind of energy to validating the oppression of women, the most public example being the Me Too movement, as a third force of good, of God's presence. So this is one way that we can mindfully respond as we listen, pay attention, and release judgments as soon as they come into the mind. With practice, that awareness of the third force will begin to emerge. And mindfully, we align ourselves when possible with that third force, the goodness and the synergy of opposites, that when looked at through the lens of mindfulness, of steadiness, of observation and curiosity, that third force of goodness can be seen and lived towards more and more often. Take this idea out there with you, my friends, today and every day, and see where there are opportunities to become just that, mindfully grounded and asking, where is the good in this polarized argument, and don't get caught on either side. Namaste. Amen.